This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Bob Hamer. For 26 years, he was a special agent with the FBI, and he also served with the Joint Terrorism Task Force. In his retirement years, he's become a prolific author and has now just released the second installment of what is his Matt Hogan series. It's a recurring character. The new book is entitled Targets Down. Enemies Among Us was the first in the ongoing series. It's already being developed for a feature film. So congratulations on that. And Bob, it's great to have you with us again.
Great. Thanks for having me back. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
It's not often that we focus on fiction, but given your real life experiences in the FBI, we certainly are interested in how you weave the plot line together here. This one specifically focuses on the hero of the novel, Matt Hogan, dealing with a very seedy subject, but something we've heard about recently and certainly periodically over the last several years, and that's the horrific sex slave industry. Why did you decide to go in that direction, and what aspect of your career helped you to draw the details for that plot line?
He's investigating neo-Nazis, Russian organized crime, and it leads into the sex slave industry. This is all part of an investigation into an assault on an FBI agent's wife and murder. I didn't investigate an assault on an FBI agent's wife, but I was involved in Russian organized crime. Part of those investigations led a lot into this process of them bringing particularly Ukrainian women into the United States, smuggling them in, often against their will, and they were essentially sex slaves here in the United States. So obviously you write what you know, so I fed upon my experiences as 26 years in the FBI and most of those years undercover. I think what you find in this book, and it's true in many of my undercover cases, and I think most undercover officers and agents would agree, where you begin is not where you end. You and I have talked about Operation Smoking Dragon in the past, where we started with the Chinese importing counterfeit cigarettes. It led us to Russians selling stolen cars here in the United States. It led to the $60 million surface-to-air missile deal, to the counterfeit money being manufactured by North Koreans. So oftentimes, where we start is an undercover operation. We certainly don't end there, particularly when it goes on for a period of time.
And as you mentioned earlier, that's kind of how the plot line in this new book reads as well. In terms of what you've learned about the sex industry and the horrific industry that it is, and the best way to confront it, is it mainly associated with organized crime and that makes it harder to infiltrate? What's the best way to crack this nut?
Well, I think you run into a couple different, and the smuggling of the people into the United States, yes, it is organized. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that it's always affiliated with, you know, what we perceive as organized crime, but it is organized criminal conspiracies that are bringing these people in. And we've seen it in the United States, and we've seen it recently. Not only is it coming from Eastern Europe, but it comes up from South America. We've had the issues with the people from Asia. In Smoking Dragon, we were dealing with the Chinese that were bringing women in from Asia, and they were working kind of a triangular where they worked Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and San Francisco. And most of these women were doing it because they wanted to come in the sense that they needed the income. They weren't technically working as, I guess you could call it, sex slaves, but they were being exploited by these men that were bringing them in. I wouldn't necessarily identify this as a triad or organized crime group, but it was an organized criminal conspiracy.
Bob, when you write these books, how much of it is designed to give folks a real-world kind of view of how law enforcement, whether it's the FBI or other agencies, really works, and how much of it is simply designed to entertain?
No, I want you to see what it's like to work undercover. I want you to feel what the undercover agent feels. I want you to see the difficulties, sometimes the internal bureaucratic problems that you run into. And I'll give you an example, Greg. In my book, my protagonist, Matt Hogan, gets stuck paying for some cigars that he purchased as part of sort of his cover in order to hand out cigars to the targets of his investigation. He ended up, he had to pay for them himself. I had this where I was buying cigars for the bad guys, and they couldn't fit it in their particular budget. So I ended up getting stuck with the bill. I want you to see that there are real-life problems, and I hope that I entertain and that I educate.
Above all else, what do you hope folks understand about how undercover work works and just how the government functions in trying to infiltrate some of these things?
I'm not trying to pound my own chest. I just want these people to realize, I want the reader to understand that there are people out there every day, people we don't even know about, that we never hear about, that are risking their lives to save us. I am so blessed that I get to go down and visit our wounded Marines at Balboa Hospital at least once a week, if not twice a week. These guys have stories that deserve to be told, and yet, you know, we kind of focus on the Hollywood heroes and the athletic heroes, but these are the real heroes that are allowing us to live under a blanket of freedom because of their risking their lives, shedding their blood for us.
Very well said. And Bob, best of luck. Congratulations on the new book and as it gets developed for the big screen. We'll look forward to it.
Great. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Absolutely. Bob Hamer is a 26-year veteran of the FBI. He is also associated with the Joint Terrorism Task Force. As you heard throughout our conversation, he spent many of those 26 years undercover, and he's the author of the brand new thriller, Targets Down. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.